Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And St. Peter Chrysologus. And his story begins now. If you want to receive, give. If you ask for yourself what you deny to others, your asking is a mockery. That's coming from St. Peter Chrysologus. We exhort you in every respect, honorable brother, to heed obediently what has been written by the most blessed Pope of the city of Rome, for blessed Peter, who lives and presides in his own see, provides the truth of faith to those who seek it. For he who touches the body of Christ unworthily receives his damnation. That's St. Peter Chrysologus. And it's interesting, you go to what the scriptures say about that very thing. I just feel like after seeing this from St. Peter Chrysologus, you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. St. Paul has something to say about there. St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. That's what St. Paul said. So St. Peter Chrysologus, he said, for he who touches the body of Christ unworthily receives his damnation. That's why we need to stay in the state of grace when we go to receive Holy Communion. Wow. And this is something else that St. Peter said. The Magi are filled with awe by what they see, heaven on earth and earth in heaven, man in God and God in man. They are enclosed in a single body, the one whom the entire world cannot contain. And St. Peter Chrysologus, he said, he, Jesus, is the bread sown in the Virgin, leavened in the flesh, molded in his passion, baked in the furnace of the sepulchre, placed in the churches and set upon the altars, which daily supplies heavenly food for the faith. Wow. Very clear that St. Peter believed in the real presence, the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. Peter Chrysologus, a 5th century Italian bishop, known for testifying courageously to Christ's full humanity and divinity during a period of doctrinal confusion in the church. And so he wrote, "We exhort you in every respect, honorable brother, to heed obediently what has been written by the most blessed Pope of the city of Rome. For blessed Peter, who lives and presides in his own see, provides the truth of faith to those who seek it. For we, by reason of our pursuit of peace and faith, cannot try cases on the faith without the consent of the Bishop of Rome." And that's St. Peter Chrysologus in a letter that he had written. A man who vigorously pursues a goal may produce results far beyond his expectations and his intentions. Thus it was with St. Peter of the Golden Words, as he was called, who as a young man became Bishop of Ravenna, the capital of the empire in the West. He was a close friend of Pope Leo I the Great, and was highly respected by the Western and Eastern churches for his orthodoxy. Disclosed a close relationship with the local bishop, Cornelius, who is believed to have baptized, educated, and ordained him as an archdeacon for the Diocese of Imola. St. Peter regarded Bishop Cornelius as his spiritual father and praised his manifest virtue. And St. Peter Chrysologus was a pivotal bishop who preserved the faith in his region in the 5th century. He was an adult convert to Christianity, then was ordained a deacon and priest before being raised to Bishop of Ravenna in 433. At the time, there were abuses and vintages of paganism evident in his diocese, and these Peter was determined to battle and overcome. His principal weapon was the short sermon, and many of them have come down to us today. They do not contain great original thought. They are, however, full of moral applications, sound in doctrine, and historically significant, and that they reveal Christian life in 5th century Ravenna. So authentic were the contents of his sermons that some 13 centuries later, he was declared a doctor of the church by Pope Benedict XIII, he who had earnestly sought to teach and motivate his own flock, was recognized as a teacher of the universal church. In addition to his zeal and the exercise of his office, St. Peter Chrysologus was distinguished by a fierce loyalty to the church, not only in its teaching, but in its authority as well. He looked upon learning not as a mere opportunity, but as an obligation for all, both as a development of God-given faculties and as a solid support for the worship of God. And so history relates that the Pope had experienced a vision from God on the night before the meeting, commanding him to overrule Ravenna's choice of a new archbishop. And the Pope declared that Peter instead was to be ordained as John's successor. and Bishop Peter Chrysologus understood the importance of theological precision. He recognized Jesus as the Son of God, fully divine, sharing the same substance with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Additionally, he grasped the truth that the divine Son assumed human nature, uniting his divinity with humanity in his person to redeem humanity. Thus, Jesus was both fully God and fully man, with his divinity and humanity united, providing the pathway to eternal salvation for humanity. He fervently promoted religious practices such as daily reception of the Eucharist, fasting, almsgiving, Lenten penance, and pious devotions, with his primary concern always being the salvation of souls. His surviving works offer eloquent testimony to the Church's traditional beliefs about Mary's perpetual virginity, the penitential value of Lent, and Christ, his Eucharistic presence, and the primacy of St. Peter and the successors in the Church. Sometime before his death, around 450 A.D., St. Peter returned to his birthplace in Impala in northern Italy. His liturgical feast is celebrated on July the 30th. So he was between 380 or 406 to 450. When he died in the 450. And he's the patron saint of Imola, Italy. And he's invoked against fevers and vicious dogs. Now he's invoked against vicious dogs. I guess Melman too, huh? Wow. Pre-congregation canonization and proclaimed a doctor of the Church by Pope Benedict XIII in 1729. And quite likely it was St. Peter Chrysologus, his attitude toward learning, that gave substance to his exhortations. And next to virtue, learning, in his view, was the greatest improvement to the human mind and the support of true religion. Ignorance is not a virtue, nor an anti-intellectualism. Knowledge is neither more nor less a source of pride than physical, administrative, or financial prowess. To be fully human is to expand our knowledge, whether sacred or secular, according to our talent and opportunity. And during his lifetime, St. Peter witnessed the rise of new heresies and fiercely defended the Church against all of them. St. Peter Chrysologus, you were a staunch defender of the nature of Christ, a powerful preacher, and a pastor of souls. Please pray for us that we may come to a deeper understanding of Christ, and with that understanding, give us more fully, that we might become more fully to his service. St. Peter Chrysologus, pray for us. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. And so St. Peter was significant. And through his work, he held fast to that teaching handed down by St. Paul and the apostles and the Catholic Church, which has remained for 2,000 years, that we believe that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and that Jesus is truly God and man. We believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God in three divine persons, one God. in three divine persons. And so thank you, Lord, for the life of Saint Peter Chrysologus, Bishop and Doctor, and all the saints, the precious lives of these of the saints who handed down the golden words, the deposit of faith handed down to us. And so that is so awesome. Thank you, Lord. And our sneak peek for tomorrow. Is St. Nicholas Chevalik and Companions. So we have martyrs set for tomorrow. And that will be tomorrow. Now, we prepare ourselves to pray for our priests. Pray for those who lead the church today, the successors of St. Peter Chrysologus. We need to pray for our priests today, which many of them have the same situations that the church has always had to deal with throughout time. So we need to pray for them. Very important as the church moves from today and into the future. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today around the world as the church presents the voice of Christ to the world today. So our prayer for priests begins now.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips so that he is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care of sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Mary, bless them, place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. And we must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Take your thoughts in their mind, love through their hearts. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them, and let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. The deeds you do may be the only sermon some person will hear today. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your Son to be a compassionate shepherd to your people. Keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. Mary, Blessed Mother, through your prayers, help your sons to imitate Christ's humility and self-emptying love so that others may encounter Jesus through them. And it's so important for us. When you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And when you invoke the Blessed Virgin, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. So right there's great reasons to go to confession and to pray the rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We pray for families, Lord. We pray for holy marriages, the sacrament of marriage. Pray for children, Lord. We pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your Son, help us to know your Son. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Chrysologus and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian, Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher and Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, and St. Monica, and St. Anthony, all you saints and angels, pray for us. Pray for our children. Pray for us. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion, that life will be respected at all ages and loved. And so now we move into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to... What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And now we pray for those who've recently passed. We remember what's been going on in the Middle East, in Israel, in Palestine, and the Ukraine. We pray for peace, Lord, and we pray for the end of terrorism. We pray for Israel. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelations chapter 21, verse 4 states, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, hear this prayer for those who've recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling. Amen. And dear Lord, I pray for those who have recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And Lord, we lift up the prodigals. Lord, thank you for seeking the prodigal, that they may be saved. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up to you the prodigal. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans, our police officers, and our first responders, our EMTs, our nurses and doctors. And we pray for America, Lord. And we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, Lord, leading them from darkness to light. And Lord, we pray for the prisoner, for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those, Lord, who are in the hospital. We pray that the hospital setting, place of healing and hope for all there. We pray also for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit, gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Lord, we pray for those. I offer you the most precious blood of your Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. And we pray for the protection of children, the end of slavery. We pray for children, Lord. Families. Thank you, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Well, we encourage you here to go to Mass, to frequent the sacraments. And what is it that is holding you back? What is preventing you from going to Mass? What is keeping you from that prayer life that our Lord, you know, Our Lady of Fatima asks us to pray the rosary daily for the conversion of sinner. But what's keeping you from following our Lord? And what's keeping you from going to Mass and receiving the Eucharist, body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, and going to confession and getting yourself right with God? What's keeping you from doing this? So our encouragement is to let whatever those are, to let them go and accept Jesus.
Anymore, let it go, let it go. To know
And the Lord raises us up. What a wonderful reality that is. Thank you, Lord, that's wonderful. And we know, Jesus, that you love stringed instruments. So I'm going to end this today with this song because of the stringed instruments.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Will he? goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, and adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. May what we say and do praise the Lord and give Him praise. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for loving us and giving us the Holy Mass and your Holy Catholic Church. And so we'll close for today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we will be back tomorrow for our Stand in the Gap. God bless you all. And may His grace and His light shine upon you this day and forever. Amen. Good day.